Pope Benedict continued his apostolic journey to the United States yesterday with a visit to the Pope John Paul II Cultural Center, which promotes interreligious dialogue. Lydia O'Kane reports.
This institution reminds us of this nation's conviction that all people should be free to pursue happiness in a way constant with their nature as creatures endowed with reason and free will. Those were the words of Pope Benedict XVI about the Pope John Paul II Cultural Centre, which works to promote interreligious dialogue. Speaking before representatives from the Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist and Jain communities, the Holy Father praised the United States' long history of cooperation between different religions in many spheres of life.
Interreligious prayer services during the National Feast of Thanksgiving, joint initiatives in charitable activities, a shared voice on important public issues. These are some ways in which members of different religions come together to enhance mutual understanding and promote the common good.
The Pope then turned to the subject of religious freedom, stressing that being able to practice one's faith is a basic right.
May others take heart from your experience, realizing that a united society can indeed arise from a plurality of peoples, e pluribus unum, out of many one, provided that all recognize religious liberty as a basic civil right.
The Pope added that religious communities had made an enormous contribution to civil society in the form of faith-based schools and noted the great responsibility religious leaders have to imbue society with a respect for human life and dignity. The Pope also noted the growing interest among governments to sponsor initiatives to promote interreligious and intercultural dialogue.
These are praiseworthy initiatives. At the same time, religious freedom, interreligious dialogue and faith-based education aim at something more than a consensus regarding ways to implement practical strategies for advancing peace. The broader purpose of dialogue is to discover the truth.
During the visit, the Holy Father was presented with five gifts of peace, each from the communities represented. Over the course of his apostolic journey, Pope Benedict has spoken repeatedly on the issue of clerical sexual abuse, and on Thursday morning at a Mass at Washington's National Park Stadium, he said no words of his could describe the pain and harm inflicted by such abuse. Later on Thursday, in the chapel of the Apostolic Nunciature in Washington, the Holy Father, accompanied by the Archbishop of Boston, Cardinal Sean O'Malley, met privately with a group of people who were sexually abused by members of the clergy. They prayed with him, and afterwards the Pope listened to their personal accounts and offered them words of encouragement and hope. Pope Benedict assured them of his prayers for their intentions, for their families, and for all victims of sexual abuse. I'm Lydia O'Kane.